Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spirit Talk Radio. My name is Angel and I am your host. I would like to extend to you this invitation to join me today on a journey of exploration, discovery, and clarity with one of the many guests from the community who is committed to helping us all on our journey of spiritual transformation. Enjoy the show and be prepared to ask questions if you have them. Looking forward to seeing you today, tomorrow, and thereafter. Enjoy. Well, here we are. Good evening and welcome to Spirit Talk Radio. It is Tuesday, November 17th, and we have a wonderful guest this evening. This is my first time having today's guest, so I'm very excited. Our guest this evening is Mabel Katz. Mabel, can you hear me? Are you there?
I am here. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. How are you tonight?
Very well. Very happy to be here with you.
I'm so excited. So Mabel hails from Argentina, beautiful Argentina, and we've been getting some international folks on our show lately. This is our first Argentinian visit, so welcome. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mabel has so much interesting things going on with her, and we're going to go through it. But I thought the first thing we should do is let Mabel tell her story, because she's got a great story about how she came out of just kind of a practical, kind of normal, everyday life and has become this powerful being that she is. So, Mabel, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and where you started from?
Sure. Well, I was born in Argentina. I have two university degrees, CPA and license in business administration there. In the U.S., I've been living in Los Angeles for the last 37 years. I specialize in taxes in the U.S. I was a very successful accountant, and I thought my professional life was really working very well. And I started looking for happiness and peace in my personal life. Actually, my oldest son woke me up when he spoke to me angry, as I used to talk to him, you know, angry, frustrated. He actually was my mirror, you know, I saw myself. That day, my life changed because I made the decision to start searching for happiness and peace in the right places. But I was looking only, you know, to change my personal life, yes? But because I started letting go and trusting and my whole, you know, inner work, it took me to where I am right now, you know, writing books, traveling the world, giving seminars, et cetera, et cetera.
I'm here. So at some point, I like how you said that you woke up. At some point, you went from kind of trudging through life, doing what everybody expected you to do, to kind of being in a more focused process of not just inner peace. You literally are on a quest for world peace right now.
Right now, yes, I do have a world peace campaign. Peace begins with me, peace within is world peace.
So peace begins with me. And
with
peace
each one of us, yes.
Oh my gosh. So yes. Each one of us, each one of us is a key to that peace.
Yes.
And what called you to that, Mabel? What has called you? Why do you feel like this is something that you need to do? What has inspired you to do this?
Well, because I realized that only when I changed, everything changed around me. Yes?
Yes.
So
yes.
So I realized that if whatever we want, we have to start. You know, starts with us. We have to be at peace first if we want to really, you know, bring world peace. So It is working on ourselves. It's always 100% responsibility. I learned it in Ho'oponopono, that is a very ancient Hawaiian art of problem solving. And actually, when I realized through Ho'oponopono that I was 100% responsible, that there was nobody out there doing anything to me, but it was just me and my thoughts, my memories, yes? So yeah. I felt free for the first time in my life, Angel. Because I thought, oh, if I created it, I can change it.
Wow. So I want you to step back because I want you to tell us about, you call it Ho'oponopono.
Yes.
What is that?
So Ho'oponopono, like I said, is a very ancient Hawaiian art of problem solving that says basically what is going on in me that this is happening. So not from guilt, yeah, we are not guilty, we are not sinners, but we are responsible. We have accumulated memories in our subconscious mind. So, you know, whatever shows up is like the monitor that is showing you the programs that are running in you. So
right.
we see everything like, oh, it's somebody else out there. But that somebody else out there is showing me something that is inside of me. And again, it's not about feeling guilty. It's about taking responsibility. What is it in me? But
right.
you know what I like about the Ho'oponopono is that I don't need to know what is it in me. I just need to take responsibility, and I need to let go and allow a part of me that knows to take care of it. You know?
Wow, I love that.
We talk about erasing, we talk about transmuting, cleaning, whatever memories are in our subconscious mind.
I love that. I really do love that. So it's like we're not going to sit here and spend all kinds of time like looking at it and trying to understand it and talking to it. You're like, you know, I get all my stuff. I'm going to acknowledge that I have stuff. I'm taking responsibility and I'm going to let it go. Boom.
Exactly.
I actually like
that too, you know, because before I've done other things that helped me a lot, but I noticed a lot of drama, you know,
yep.
People just finding who to blame for
yep.
their problems.
That's right. Or you spend,
you know,
what is it? You spend like weeks and months digging into all
yeah.
the stuff because you're required to, because of the process to name everything and look at everything and go apologize to a bunch of people that you haven't seen for 45 years. Just
yeah. So
I thought
there has to be an easier and faster way. There has to be, you know, I had that a little voice that kept telling me there has to be a faster and, you know, easier way. And I found it. I found it in Ho'oponopono. Again, it's 100% responsibility, yes. So you stop blaming and complaining, and you take responsibility, and now you are in control. Because when you, you know, when you blame and complain, you are completely out of control.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And that, and so from that, where did you connect with? How did you find yourself kind of in
yes.
the room with Ho'oponopono? How did that happen?
Yeah. Well, you know. Angel, now I can tell you for sure that our life is our decision, you know, it's consequences of actions, thoughts, you know, beliefs, opinions. So we are creating our own life. So that day that I made the decision to start looking for happiness and peace in the right places, because I really had everything that you can think of that a person needs to be happy, and I wasn't. So
yeah.
I had kind of the perfect life, you know, and I was not happy. So that same day, I think, I found a magazine that used to come to my house every week, you know, but I only look at maybe business seminars or things like that, that area. I never looked to the personal seminars. And I found a course about anger. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to go and find out what anger is. You know, what
yeah.
is it all about? Where is it coming from? You know? And that teacher was a metaphysical teacher. And he invited us to sign up for some group classes that he gave at home. And I signed up, and thank God he took some time to call me, because I was not ready, because that anger thing was my very first seminar, yes? So
yeah,
by the
yeah,
time,
yeah.
By, By the time that he called me, I had taken some yoga classes, and the teacher would make us do a visualization. And I started manifesting whatever I visualized in the class in the morning. I would manifest it that same afternoon. So I started wondering if we were so powerful that, you know, whatever you could imagine, you can manifest just that easily. So
yeah.
It was the universe showing me, you know. I had a friend that noticed I was in the search, and she gave me a metaphysical book to read. You know, things started happening to me. And then this same friend of mine, she talked to me about rebirthing. And I went to some, I don't know if you heard of rebirthing.
But yes, I have.
So it's a conscious breathing technique. Actually, I learned a lot. I grew a lot through rebirthing. Rebirthing helped me really a lot. But through rebirthing, first of all, that's where I told you I noticed a lot of drama. You know, I would go to week seminars, and most of the time it was drama, people crying, you know, and telling stories. And that's what I said when I thought there has to be an easier and faster way. But actually, rebirthing took me to Ho'oponopono, because one of my rebirthers trainer was representing, ended up being my teacher for 10 years, Dr. Italia Calaculetti.
That is beautiful.
So that shows you how the universe works. You just have to take that first step. That's it.
I believe that. And from this process, we slip into kind of how you develop this process of zero frequency, which is your book that you have out. And I really want to talk about that. I want to give you the opportunity to explain all that and talk to my audience about what zero frequency is and why you came to create this conversation. I love what you're saying so far. So how do we get from Ho'oponopono to zero frequency, and what is zero frequency about?
Yes. So I've been in zero frequency seminars for around the world for 10 years now. The book came out this year, but zero frequency seminars, you know, been around for a while now. And I created them, Angel, because I'm still an intellectual person. I can relate to intellects. Yes, I come from the business world, et cetera, et cetera. But it's like I put together spirituality with business. Yes, I put a spirituality in, you know, here on earth, grounded.
Yes,
because no extremes are good. It's not like, you know, living in La La Land, yes? Or, you know, now we are here. So, Ho'oponopono is a little bit esoteric, yes? And a lot of people around the world are very interested, and they come, and I'm happy to share that, because it's my path. I mean, that's what I've been practicing myself. That's the only thing I practice in my personal life. So I share that. Zero frequency gives me the opportunity to give experiences to people, you know, where they can work one-on-one with groups, things like this. For example, for me, it's very important that people connect with their passion, with what they would do, even if they don't get paid. Because that's kind of what happened to me. When I found my passion, when I found what I would do even if I don't get paid, when you cannot call it work. Because for me, a perfect world would be one where we all do what we love, where we all exercise our talents. Yes, we all have unique talent, something that we can do that nobody else can. And I think that's why we created such an unhappy world. Because we work for the money. We found, you know, we learned that we had to find a job. You know, we needed to pay our bills. We never believe in ourselves enough to go for our passion, you know, to go for what we loved. We didn't trust. So I think that this would be a totally different world if we were be doing what we love. So, for example, something that I include in my zero frequency training, yes, or giving experiences to the intellect so that they, because the intellect is the one that has to start the process. It's the part of us that has the free choice. So it is convincing the intellect that it's 100% responsible, at least that it considers it, you know, that maybe there is something inside of us that is attracting what we don't like. So zero frequency is something for me to share different ways, you know, to come back to balance. But Ho'oponopono is all about being aligned, being in your center, being in balance. It's working on your reaction to things, not to the things, not to the problem. We say that the problem is not the problem, but how you react to the problem is the problem. Yes?
Ah.
So it's working on our reaction so that you can come back to present. Yes, that you can be at peace no matter what is going on around you.
That's beautiful. And so it's not what I like that. I like that. I want to say it again here. It's not the problem that's the problem. It's our reaction to the problem that's the problem.
Exactly.
That's like mind blowing right there. Cause it's like stuff happens every day. It's like you hit the wall, and what you do when you hit the wall is actually what causes the problem. It's not the wall causes the problem.
Yes, because you have to realize that not everybody will react like you. So that means that there is something in you, is the way you perceive things. It has to do with memory. Everything is memory.
I love it. I love it. Now, you are a motivational speaker and just a positivity machine. You help people focus, and in many ways, you know, I would call you a coach in that sense, where you can help people focus through your leadership, through your inspiration, and just talking to them. Do you work with people one-on-one or groups of people on this subject?
Well, if you ask me, my passion is to work with a lot of people. I mean, you know, giving my seminars. I do private consultations, more business related than personal, but that's not something that I promote, because I actually teach people, or I share with people, that they have everything they need inside of themselves, that they don't need me or anybody else. So that's why I like to do the seminar, so I give them the tools and everything, so they don't need me, you know. So the most important is that, to look. Everything that we need is inside of us. You know, you will never find happiness or peace outside of yourself. Sometimes it's just a decision, yes?
Yes.
Because, again, you are the one deciding what affects you and what, you know, or what is good or what is bad or what is right or what is wrong.
Absolutely. So you like to teach people to fish rather than give them a fish.
That's actually what I even told my kids, even before becoming spiritual. I told my kids when they were little, I said, I'm going to teach you how to fish. It's not, you know, sometimes you feel that people are good because they give you the fish, but no, they are not helping you.
No, they're not helping you. They're absolutely, I agree with you. I would like to give you an opportunity to engage with our audience. We have a lot of people that call in and listen to the program. If you would be interested, just to talk to people and answer some questions and talk about your process. And for those who are listening, if I call on you and you get on the phone with Mabel, make sure you've been listening so you can, you know, ask her about her books or ask her about her process. She's very fascinating, but what she is not as a medium or a psychic or anything like that. So please be aware of that as you're asking her questions. And I'm going to take our first caller. Thank you for calling in to Spirit Talk Radio. You're on the air with Angel and our guest, Mabel Katz, who we're speaking to. Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you? My name is Cheryl. How are you both?
Oh, hello. Cheryl, thank you. Have you been listening to the program, Cheryl?
No, I just got in, actually.
Oh, you just got in? Well, that's okay. We have Mabel on, and she has just gone through some really awesome discussions about her process and her new book, Zero Frequencies. I might want to let you listen for a little while so you can know what she's talking about, because she doesn't do readings or anything, which is what a lot of people are looking for today. But she might be able to answer a question if you ask her a question in the mindset of how can I get control of my process, because that's kind of what she talks about. So do you want to ask her a question? Do you want to wait and hold and let somebody else talk that's been maybe listening to the program a little longer than you?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, great. Thank you for calling in. All right, we're going to go ahead and take the next caller. You are on the air. Thank you for holding. You're on the air with Angel and our guest, Mabel. Who are we speaking to? Are you there? Ooh, that person hung up. I'm going to try one more time. I'm beginning to take this personal, guys. I'm going to try one more time. Thank you for holding. You are on the air with Angel and Mabel. Who are we speaking to?
Khalil Reed.
Who are you? What's your name?
Khalil.
Khalil, how are you tonight?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. Have you been listening to the show?
I have a little bit. And I have a question.
Oh, that's awesome. Shoot away. He has a question for you.
How do you sense if a person is good or bad? Not good or bad, but, you know, has good intentions and bad intentions, whether they're going to do you good or do you harm? Because I need to say something. Is that okay?
You need to play, you said?
I need to say something.
You play.
I need to say something. Sorry, the phone might be messed up.
No. Okay, go on.
I was at this presidential event, and there was this jacket in the seat, and I was wondering how I was going to sit down, because I'm the type of person that likes to sit down when I'm at events or when I'm on a moving vehicle. And we stared at each other for a while, and the woman finally moved her coat, and then she moved to another seat. And I realized that she was, I talked to her for a little bit, and I just, you know, what's it called? I relaxed myself. I found out that she was a federal agent, because I was at a presidential major event. And how do you tell if someone has good intentions on you or bad intentions on you? Like, if someone is going to do something that you don't like, or someone's going to do something you do like. And I was wondering if you know what I'm talking about.
Okay, like, so Khalil, I don't know if Mabel, maybe you can talk.
I can say something, Angel, but maybe you cannot. You cannot because of your
age. Yeah? I want you to say something. Please do say something. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I would just say that our bodies are very intelligent, and I think we always have to listen to our bodies, you know, like, you know, more to your heart than your mind. Yes, so that you always have to go with your intuition, your instincts, yes? But the thing with the jacket that you said is sometimes we have to speak out, you know, and we have to ask for what we want. There are opportunities for us to get out of our comfort zone and allow, yes, for things to come to us. But Angel, maybe it's a question for you more.
No, I was just going to remind him of who is on the radio, and that you may not have been able to answer what he's looking for, but you gave him, you know, a great answer, which is you got to listen to yourself. And so I think that's the best answer. You got to get in tune. Got to get in a space where you're in tune, and that in and of itself can be work for people, because a lot of people think you wake up one day and you do a meditation and you do some focusing, and you don't have to do that every day. It's just like you get up every day, you go to the gym. That's how you maintain. You have to engage with your person every day. And then you know when something is up, or you know when people, you can feel their energy, because we all give off energy. And then you gotta, you know, learn to trust your instinct. That's what people are talking about when they talk about their instinct. But, you know, my recommendation to you, you know, drop by the website, newageguild.com, and connect with somebody if you have a concern. Because tonight's guest, you know, she's a powerful person with lots of wonderful, powerful, positive energy. But it feels like you need somebody that's going to give you some spiritual insight that's kind of more intuitive. And that's not what our topic is tonight.
Okay.
But that's what I would recommend. But
thank
you for calling. Thank you for calling in. And good luck to you. So I think that's what it is. People were looking for a reading. We run into that problem from time to time.
We have a guest
that has something different to talk about.
Somebody with a problem.
Right. That's what I was about to say. And I wanted you to speak that because that's what I was about to say. I've worked really hard,
maybe your audience don't have any problems.
Yeah, don't have any problems. Well, this is what it looks like for me. And I have worked really hard to bring people on from different places. And what I find is when I have someone that has answers, if you really listen to them, they're giving you the answers. People aren't as drawn to them as they're drawn to people that they can ask a question, if that makes sense. I ask you a question and you tell me where my keys are, or I can listen to this person saying and I won't need keys anymore because they're going to give me the answer. And so that's my challenge to everybody that's listening. Stop for a second and listen to what Mabel is saying, because you're looking for an answer to a problem. And Mabel's talking about that problem that you think is a problem is not the problem, right?
Exactly. Or how do you can see it differently? Or how you can see it as an opportunity to grow, to be better, that behind every problem, there is always a blessing.
Right. Yes, I love that. And so like with our last caller, what I was feeling is that there's a concern about this person that maybe was sitting in a seat at an event that he attended. Mm-hmm. And what I was feeling and listening to is like, don't worry about that. You know, check your system if there's anything wrong and, you know, and attend the event. You could turn it into a problem by focusing on why is that person behaving this way when they might just have an itch and they're just scratching and it has nothing to do with you, right? Yeah. But the stories that we have inside our head can turn it into, you know, a problem. It's like the old adage when somebody looks at you and they're like, why is she looking at me like that? She's mad and she's just not looking. Yeah. She's got the hiccup. She's not even thinking about you.
Well, the thing is, Angel, I didn't want to go there with him because in this case, it wasn't totally clear, yes?
Yes,
but
one
of the things that I really wanted to say is that sometimes you have reactions to people because it's people that you think you are seeing for the first time, but some of the memories I'm talking about are from past lives. So, our subconscious minds recognize each other. And mm-hmm. who knows what he did to this woman in another lifetime.
I love it. You brought up my favorite topic, and that's past lives. Now we get to talk about it.
Oh, I love it. Okay, so when I talk about 100% responsibility, is that most of our problems come from other lifetimes, that everything is just memories accumulated. The word means how to correct an error, and most of our errors, you know, what shows up in the monitor, as I was explaining, comes from other lifetimes, and we are all the time trying to analyze and to understand when there is no way we are going to know or understand intellectually. Most of our problems come from other lifetimes and from ancestors.
You know, we could use the radical. You know, the radical example that I've heard when I've done workshops and stuff, you know, if you lived in ancient Egypt and you were a robber, you were buried alive. So now you have claustrophobia or all these different things. But there are more subtle things that can happen. There are simpler things that can happen. There are relationships that you could have. There's all kinds of things that can attach to past
life. I can tell you one story that is true. Yes. And so that my teacher told me that this woman in Philadelphia, she goes out of the house and she finds a little cat with a problem in one eye. And she decided to adopt the cat and take care of it, you know, everything else. And one day, Mona Simeone, that was the one that actually updated the Ho'oponopono for the modern times, and she had her gift, she comes to visit, and she looks at the cat, and she says, you know, this cat was a lion in another lifetime than you or one of your ancestors killed with a bullet in one eye.
Oh,
so wow. In this lifetime, shows up at the their step door as a little cat with a problem in one eye. Now, that's how the universe gives us the opportunities to correct, but now we have free choice, yes?
Yes.
So she could have slammed the door in the face cat, in the face.
Yes.
But she decided to adopt the cat. So that's how the universe gives opportunities to correct. But now, you know, depends on our free choice what we are going to do with it.
That's so true, and I always have this story I tell people when I'm working with them, and they talk about how does this all work out? Because if we come here, and this is our destiny, I can't imagine agreeing to live this crazy life I'm living because I've had all these things happen. And I always give them this little story. I always say, when we're in spirit, we walk into the boardroom, and on the one side of the table is God and Jesus and all that. And the other side of the table is us and all of the people that are coming into this life. And we put our proposal out. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to marry that guy. I'm going to have those three kids over there. This is the life I'm going to live. And this is the things that I'm going to do. What do you think? God says, good job. Love it. And then you come into earth and we're born and then we're human. And then we're crazy because we're human and we have free will. And just because we had that plan doesn't mean it comes that way. The job is to be on point and stay on your path. But that doesn't always happen because of the choices that we make.
Exactly.
Right?
So, but I always tell people that we don't come to suffer. Okay? So
no.
We don't have to. But the thing is, you have to know that everything that comes into your life is perfect for you because there are opportunities. And you know, people ask me, you know, do we have a destiny? And I think we do. Yes, it's that plan that you are talking about. But it depends on our choices. Moment by moment, you are changing your future.
Yes.
You are changing your destiny, yes, because it depends on your choices now.
I love it. I love that. And so now we've said that. So now we said we don't come here to suffer. Cause I don't believe that we come here to suffer. I don't believe God wants us to suffer. But I believe that because we slip and turn and do different choices, we wake up and we cause ourselves to suffer. So we got to get out of that pattern so that we stop suffering. So that brings me to where we are today.
Yes.
With the pandemic and everything, like how do you coach groups and work with people when they're struggling with what to do with where we are today?
Yes. So before I answer that, I want to say something that is also very important based on what we were just saying, is that, and I'm sure you heard that before, pain is inevitable, but suffering is optional. See,
say that again.
But pain is inevitable. Like, you know, pain, you're going to have pain. I mean, things are going to come to you that you will not like. There will be difficulties. There will be challenges. But suffering is optional. So what it means is you can see yourself as a victim for the rest of your life, or you learn from it, you become a better person, and you can help others.
I love that.
To go through it, yes? But so
yes.
The thing is, the same thing is, I feel that there are not two people on earth that are having the same experience with what we are going through right now. Because everybody is going through their own movie, you know?
Yeah.
Because of their decisions and everything. Now, more than ever, we have to connect with spirituality. Whatever it works for you, you know? It could be Ho'oponopono, it could be something else. But this is the time for us to come back to ourselves.
Well said.
And if you are, and you are, and if you have this connection with yourself and the universe, I'm going to say that I was not a believer, but one day I said, what the heck, I'm going to try it, yes? And I said, I'm going to let go and trust. And every time that I noticed I wasn't, I would repeat mentally, I let go and trust, I let go and trust. And the most amazing thing started happening to me. So I feel that trusting has to do with, you know, like a muscle, you know, that you start working, you know, you go to the gym, yeah? And
yes.
You start slowly. Yes. But slowly but surely, you know, it gets to be natural in you. And when you accept, you know, that everything is perfect, even if it doesn't look like, again, when you don't see yourself as a victim. So I think it's time to grow. I mean, we are going through amazing opportunities for growing and for ascension and for creating a new earth. But the thing is, it depends, because if we continue believing the news and engaging with the fear, we don't have a choice. We don't have a chance. So
yeah.
Right now, fear or trusting, you know, kind of.
Wow, that's beautiful. So here we are, you know, sitting down in this pandemic, and people are very scared. There's a lot happening now. As I think about the zero frequency in your conversation about the Ho'oponopono, what did I do to cause this to happen in my life that I can acknowledge? That I think that's the question that would come up for me if I was trying to figure out how to resolve this for myself.
So basically, we have to realize that, well, first of all, I mean, there are so many things that I would like to say. So, first of all, what is the fear right now is fear of death. So one of the things is we need to realize that there is nothing to fear. Yes? That death is going back home. So one of the things is realizing we are not this body, you know, and this is temporary, that the earth is just one school in the universe, and we are very brave to be here, you know, and to be here right now. And we chose to be here. And we knew why we were coming, you know, this time.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things is realizing, yes, who we are. This is the most important thing right now. Who am I? Okay? The other thing is every time that I notice that I am engaging with the fear, I have to tell the fear, thank you, but I'm busy. I cannot give the control to fear. We have to realize we are much more. We are very powerful people. And we cannot give fear or anxiety, you know, or thinking about the future. We have to stay present moment by moment and trusting. Because, if you trust, there is nothing you need to worry about.
Wow.
You will be guided and you will be protected. Nothing will happen to you.
You're talking about surrender.
Surrender. Yes.
You're talking about surrender. And so where we are today, we have to trust.
Yes.
And that's, I think, if I was to look at society and say, what is our challenge? Everybody's just scared. And if we stop, if everybody stopped right now and just accepted and surrendered and were in joy and peace, everything would change overnight, wouldn't it?
Exactly. It's our decision. Now, like I said, there are a lot of people engaging with fear, a lot of people asleep, unfortunately, a lot of people watching the news and believing the news. And that really, you know, plays against us, that we are trying to bring more light, you know, and wake up people.
So talk to me about your mission then, because you have, before you talk about your mission, I want you to talk about your children's books.
Yes.
You say you love to work with children.
Well, I woke up kind of late. I feel it was, I'm very glad that, you know, I woke up. But I wrote, my first children's book was, it's called The Easiest Way to Grow. And I put everything that I found out as an adult that would have made my life much easier. Everything that I found, I said, oh my goodness, if I knew this, my life would have been so different. So I put that the book is for children 3 to 100 years old, because I think we need to remember. Yeah. So I put audios and videos that comes with the book, where I tell you stories that woke me up, or, you know, opened my mind. I had a teacher more than 10 years that could see or hear things that I cannot see or hear, but I realized that, you know, I didn't know anything, you know, that I became more humble. I surrendered, like you said.
Yes.
And I said, maybe I don't know what I think I know. And that changed completely my life. It changed my life completely. That's why I wrote this book. And again, I put some audios and videos, you know, with the messages and the stories that my teacher told me. Like, you know, the one that I just shared with you, you know, the little cat.
Yeah.
That opened my mind completely, yes, and changed my life. So, and then I wrote a book that is called Maluhia, The Happy City, where it's all the basic Ho'oponopono, you know, teachings, but told in stories. Stories that book is about this happy city where tourists come to find out what they do, that they are so happy. Yes? And the tour guides are the kids. And kids take the tourists around and they tell them stories and they tell them about the basic ways of looking at things. One thing that I would like to, I forgot, but I wanted to correct you somehow. I am not a motivational speaker. I am an inspirational, because I feel that it's not about thinking positive. It's about going inside and finding, like I said before, you know, something that you have inside of you, and you don't need me to motivate you or anybody, you know, that for me, inspiration is much higher, yes, than
I love it. I got it. I stand corrected.
I love it. I'm fine with that. Correction.
I am fine with that. That was a beautiful correction. Oh my God, that's the worst you got, girl.
Yeah.
I love it, because to inspire, I have somebody who told me that, oh God, this was years ago, that the difference between motivating and inspiring is that you motivate somebody to stand up and go do something. But when you inspire somebody, you set them on fire. You open them up.
I love that. I never heard that, and I love it. But that's what I do. I connect people with something that they realize they have it inside. And it was there all the time, you know, and they can reach it anytime they want.
So, gosh, this is real powerful. I love it. And so I'm looking at all your books. You have a lot of books. You have lots of information for people to go out and grab. So first of all, before I get into this next question that I have, I want you to let people know how to reach out to you and how to get in touch with you, and give you your commercial here to talk about your products and what you want to say. So, because we've got 15 minutes left, and I want to make sure you get that opportunity.
Thank you, Angel. Okay, well, I have some books. I have my Facebook. I do lives every week. I try, if I'm not traveling, to support people right now with everything is going on. So it's Mabel Katz fan page. And then Instagram, LinkedIn, you know, Twitter, everywhere else it says Mabel Katz, M-A-B-E-L. K-A-T as in Tom, Z as in Zebra. I have, like you said, some books. Yeah, The Easiest Way, Special Edition, The Easiest Way to Live, The Easiest Way to Grow, that I talk about, my reflections on Ho'oponopono. And my latest book is the Zero Frequency book that is actually for these times. I was trying to write this book for 10 years, actually, since I started doing the seminars. And I was I had my moments with God where I was mad because I said, oh, you don't want me to write a book? Okay, I will not write it. Or things like that, because it was like everything was playing against me. And now that I publish it, I can tell you, I was ahead of my time. The book was for this time. So I even mentioned the word pandemic. And the book, and I talk about to create a something contagious. I don't know exactly, because now I don't remember exactly, but contagious about peace, you know, and changing humanity. And I mentioned homeschooling. And the book was actually finished finally in July of 2019, but it has not been published till July of 2020. So when I read that myself during the audiobook, I couldn't believe myself what I put in the book. So it was like, right now is the best companion, really. You are going to find a lot of different ways of coming back to zero, to be in balance, so that you can be at peace no matter what is going on around you, you know? And that's what we need to be centered right now.
Right. In your brief summary, it says that this book shows you how to flow easily and live a more conscious and meaningful life. You can find many of the answers to life's problems, the perfect companion for the times we are living right now. And on the cover of the book, it says zero frequency, the easiest way to peace, happiness, and abundance. And there's a glass of water that's half full. And I've been looking at this for weeks as I prepared for this discussion. Like, why is the water half full on the cover of this book? What does that represent?
Well, if I tell you the truth, it's because the designer chose that and like it.
I'm sitting here, I have like this auspicious, exciting beer. Like, that's kind of what the designer chose.
But after the designer came up with that, I tell you, it actually represents balance, yes?
Yeah.
Well, you know, nothing is good or bad or right or wrong. It is about your perception. So how to be really in balance where, again, you are not affected. It depends on your roots, yes? I mean, the wind will come, the storm, you know, the rain. But, hey, you know who you are. And nothing will, you know, can destroy you. So it is about, again, coming back. Again, like I said before, pain, you cannot avoid pain, but you can choose not to see yourself, you know, as a victim for the rest of your life.
So you talked about being in Mexico, you talked about being in Argentina. You're not everywhere at all times. You haven't evolved into the fifth dimension yet, so we have to wait to see you. Do you have any classes or webinars or anything online if somebody wanted to tap into you?
I do some virtuals. I have some virtuals. If you go to my page, mabelcast.com, I also have a free video course about Ho'oponopono Basic because, you know, some people maybe heard, is, you know, listening right now and they never heard of
Okay.
Yeah, so we have, you know, some free resources you're going to find there. And also, yes, I have some trainings, you know, virtual trainings and things like that. I do have a monthly class that I do live and I answer questions. So if you go or you can write to support, SUPPORT. At mabelcast.com with any questions and we'll guide you because I know that sometimes maybe it's too much what I have. And you don't know
what
you
have a lot of stuff. I'm sitting here while you're talking like, wow, there's lots of stuff. And I see here that you do private sessions, but this is about business and purpose. And so it sounds to me like you really want to help drive people towards their purpose journey. Is that a fair statement?
Definitely. I actually, the last virtual that I did, and you can have access to it yet, still, is I did a zero frequency, find your purpose. Because, for me, that is imperative. We have to become happy people. When you are happy and at peace, abundance just follows. But we learn the other way around, yes? You have to have so much money in the bank, or you have to be, successful or something to be happy, or be at peace. No, first you have to be happy.
Yeah, you do. I agree with that. In my world, I go by the Joyous Life Coach. I feel like happiness and being in joy fixes dang near everything. I haven't found anything it hasn't fixed, that you can shake yourself out of anything if you're just in happiness. And so we tend to fight to hold on to the negative feelings, right? I don't know why. If we get mad at people that try to shift us out of
maybe we have some addiction.
Addiction, I like that. If we have an addiction, what kinds of addictions could we have that would cause us to lock in on the negativity that we need to release?
We are addicted to thinking, for example.
Okay.
Yes. So, for example, the worst thing we can do when we have a problem is think. We create more problems.
Yeah,
we
do.
The worst thing you can do when you have a problem is worry. Because, it's very arrogant from us to think that we know and that we are going to solve it. That's why we need to surrender. You use the right word. The perfect word.
That's pretty well said, and that's pretty direct. I like that. It's in the divine's hands, right? You put it up there, and then you go on, and like a magic trick, things will resolve themselves if you don't focus on them. If you focus on them, they'll never go away. You just sit and you stare at it and poke at it and cry about it and worry about it, and you get sick and physically drained and mentally stressed out, all that stuff, and it's still not solving the problem. And all we got to do is just stop. Why don't we just stop? Maybe we should just stop. It's that simple, just stop.
Why don't we choose to be happy? Because happiness is a choice.
It is a choice.
That's kind of the life that I was living before. I needed certain things to be happy. Okay? Or when I will have that, or if I have that, or whatever, again, looking outside always. There was somebody or things or something that will make me happy. That's why I was so unhappy. Never enough. It was never enough.
This has been such a great show. So we're getting close to the end. So I have to come to what I've been waiting to ask you. You have, first of all, you have a beautiful website that just showcases all the wonderful things that you do. And you've got some beautiful, lovely smiles. You got a big, bright smile. And then there's this one part where you have the head of the Pope in your hand. Such a beautiful picture. Such a beautiful picture of you. The face of the Pope and your hands are on his cheeks. Like, you're just like, there's so much love in that picture. I love that picture. Hey, I need you to tell me how that came to be.
I don't know. You know what a friend of mine told me when she saw that? She says, Mabel, you cannot touch the Pope. I didn't know you couldn't.
Well, you should go to her website, and you'll see in the background there's lots of videos of the different experiences that she has, and then it says Peace Ambassador, and you're giving the Pope one of your little bracelets, and then it freezes, and you've got your hands on his face. In this wonderful, loving picture, and he's just looking at you, and there's no, oh my God, why are you touching me? There's just like this wonderful energy, And I just love it. I think it's beautiful. And the world needs more of that, that embracing. Yes. And I don't...
But, you know, that meant, you know what that really represents? Becoming a child again. Becoming a child again. We need to become children again. Because, again, I did it from love. I did it from what I felt instead of thinking of protocol. You know?
Right. Right, because you know the way you're supposed to act, and it looked like you you caught him off guard. You were talking to him and you handed him a thing and he's looking at it, trying to figure out what this is.
Yes, my bracelet, my World Peace Campaign. I was telling him I got this World Peace Campaign.
Oh, it's beautiful. How did you feel? That's just so wonderful.
Yes, it's an interesting question. Can you imagine I am Jewish, okay? I'm Jewish. And I'm here, you know, like I couldn't believe I was in front of the Pope, you know, and I was there. And I really felt, really that picture represents what I felt. I felt a lot of love in that moment. And
yeah,
I felt like I couldn't, you know, so go figure.
I loved it because, you know, the first thing that I said, that first my first reaction, like, oh, she's touching the Pope. Like your friend, you know, it's like, you don't touch the Pope. And then I'm like, oh, my God, it's so beautiful because you're holding in his hand. You guys are looking at each other and he doesn't have that weird, he's just like looking at you like, oh, my God, if I had that picture, I'd be running around all over the place with the Pope. But that's who you are. That's why you're here.
Exactly.
And I think so, absolutely wonderful.
When I started letting go and trusting, I became a child again.
Really. It's beautiful. And the opportunities open for you as you surrender, whatever it is that your purpose is. And I believe that you, when you woke up, that you like you set your mind on a purpose, and you're doing it because you're not getting.
Well, I always was a hard worker, even you know as an accountant. And now that I really found my passion, I'm totally committed. I mean, all I do is work. But, you know, I cannot call it work. And the thing is, yes, I'm totally committed from the very first time. You know, even when I woke up, I said, whatever I have to do, I do it in this lifetime. I'm not coming back.
I heard that. That's beautiful. Oh, my God. Time flies when you're having fun. Our time together. Almost over, Mabel. I have had such a good time talking
Thank
to you. I
you
hope you had
me
fun.
Too. Me too.
You have been joyous. So I'm going to give you 90 seconds to share the call to action or whatever it is you have for my audience to talk about who and what you are, and the time is yours.
No, well, for me, the most important is the things that I found out that changed my life, like forgiveness. It's very important, you know, when you don't forgive, you hurt yourself. You hurt the person that doesn't, you know, deserve your forgiveness. So one day you have to wake up and say, I'm going to love myself and I'm not going to hurt myself anymore. And you let go. You know, because you don't forgive, you stay in the past, living with that person that you hate. So that changed my life. The other thing is realizing that what I think of myself is important, not what other people think of me. And that also was a big, you know, weight off my shoulders, that we don't have to be perfect. We just have to be ourselves. When I realized I was going to teach, I told my teacher, my Ho'oponopono teacher, I said, okay, I'm going to go and take classes because I don't know anything about public speaking. You know, I'm an accountant. And he told me, no, that will take all your naturality. All you have to be is yourself. So that you have to be yourself, I think that's the most important message that I have for you. Just be yourself. Allow yourself to be yourself in front of everybody. Love yourself. Trust yourself. I think that's the most important.
I love that. What a beautiful way to end. Thank you so much, Mabel, for being a part of our little place in the world. And I hope one day that I run into you in as you're doing the workshops and stuff. But it's been a pleasure, an absolute pleasure talking
to you. I would like to meet you too, Angel. It was a pleasure. I really enjoyed it very much. Thank you.
I enjoyed it. Take care. God bless. Take care. And thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll see you guys next time on Spirit Talk Radio. Ciao, ciao.